Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
My name's Jamie Loftus. I'm a comedian, writer, and podcaster that just published my first book called Raw Dog, The Naked Truth About Hot Dogs. And one of my favorite periods of my life was working at this bookstore in West Hollywood, where you would see celebrities all the time. And Keanu Reeves would come every Wednesday night on his motorcycle to get a new novel and a book of Sudoku puzzles without fail. Nicest man in the world. And one time, Ellen DeGeneres called ahead and had me, the shift manager, clear the entire store so that she wouldn't have to interact with the public. So I got paid minimum wage to do that one day.
I'm Jesse Sparks, and this is The One Recipe, a podcast that turns to chefs and home cooks with a big question in mind. What is their one? That recipe that might not be the fanciest, but is always sure to please a crowd. This week, we're multitasking with Jamie Loftus. Jamie is the author of the new book, Raw Dog, The Naked Truth About Hot Dogs. She's also an Emmy-nominated TV writer, a podcaster, a stand-up comedian, an illustrator, and an animator. Her work has been featured everywhere, from Comedy Central and Sci-Fi to The New York Times and Vice. You're really going to have fun with this one. Jamie, hello. Thanks for making time.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
It's been so much fun just kind of tracing the arc or the many arcs of all the projects you take on, all the work you've been doing. Like, you really do it all when it comes to creative endeavors. So I just have to know, where did the idea to do a hot dog book come from?
I was disappointed and scandalized that there were not more books about hot dogs. And the ones that existed, which, like, were ones I enjoyed, but they were all, like, I feel like you could find books about labor rights and meatpacking, or you could find a book about how hot dogs are amazing, but you couldn't really find one that encapsulated both in the same space. And so I was really excited about potentially doing something like that. And I sort of just, like, when I submitted the proposal, I'm always just thinking of, like, well, what's a topic that I could live with for 6 months or more and never get sick of it and always want to know more? So I feel like I've been saying I've been with hot dogs for for 2 years now, and we're still so happy.
Congratulations.
We really found each other. But yeah, this was, like, kind of my dream topic, where it's like the right blend of, like, silly, but you can get into all sorts of social issues and almost feel like you're, like, tricking people into coming on that journey with you. And it's like my favorite kind of deception is, like, hey, you like hot dogs, right? Well, let's talk about socialism.
So what was, like, the process of carving out which kind of rabbit holes you'd go into?
The way that the book developed changed a lot over time, because there was stuff that I learned on the trip, because that's the main kind of, like, storyline of the book, is that my ex-boyfriend and I went on this road trip across the country to eat hot dogs and meet small business owners and just sort of get to the bottom of what's going on with hot dogs. I knew that I wanted to touch on, like, literally how the sausage is made. I knew I wanted to touch on, you know, specific small businesses that had stories that I thought were unusual or interesting. I knew I wanted to touch on the history, and I knew I wanted to go to the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. And that was kind of all I knew. And there was so much that came up in the course of that trip. And then also when the trip ended, in the research, because I saved, no regrets, I saved learning about meatpacking until after we had finished the trip, because otherwise doing the trip would have been way worse. It totally by coincidence was a fascinating time to be looking at meatpacking because of what a dangerous and unregulated area it was during the pandemic lockdown and into 2021 when I was traveling. Something we were hearing over and over was no one wants to come to work at these, you know, historically low wage jobs with very little benefits. And it's like it sort of was an interesting way into talking about how public views of American labor changed during the lockdown and how a lot of employees were like, well, why would I come back to work a job where I'm not paid equitably? And then on the other end, it's like at some point you're like, wait a second, we should be following the Wienermobile around. And so then you know, kind of pivot and you start following the Wienermobile around. So there's like, I don't know, I love hot dogs because you can really get into some of the most depressing and like thorny issues. And you can also get to like the silliest thing in the entire world. I love it.
I'm so glad you phrased it like that, because it really is this whole universe that has popped up and also kind of been here for a long time that all centers around hot dogs.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
So after you've spent all this time kind of focusing on hot dogs, you know, you've traveled across the country, you've chased down the Wienermobile, you've... You know, you've jostled Oscar Mayer himself. So is your one recipe going to be at all hot dog related, or do you need a break?
I don't necessarily need a break from hot dogs, but I was going to share, I thought about sharing my childhood hot dog recipe, but unfortunately it is kind of disgusting. And I don't know if there's any use for other people, including me. So I wanted to bring a childhood recipe that I think is a little diabolical, but incredible, and like a good summer dish, if you ask me.
So what is your one?
So it is, I think that there is a bit of a menacing Caucasian aura to this dish.
I'm sorry. I'm like screaming. Please tell me everything about this dish. I'm obsessed already.
It's called Doritos Taco Salad, and it's an affront, but I really love it. I grew up eating it. My mom would make vats of it. I was looking up other people's version of this dish, which it seems like ours was like evil, but other people are doing things that I'm just like, that is, you know, whatever, that's punishable by law. But I called my mom to confirm this recipe. So if you're in the mood for something big and filling, it feels hot dog coated in that if you eat it, you don't need to eat for a day. So you're going to need at least a pound of hamburger meat if you're going for the vat situation. You need Old El Paso taco seasoning to toss in that meat. Advanced move. You need a bag of the red Doritos. You need a bottle of Catalina salad dressing. You need a bag of grocery store 3-cheese Mexican blend. These are the things that you need. My mom confirmed that my uncles, Donnie and Wayne, found this recipe on the back of a Doritos bag sometime in the mid-90s. And it's a variant on other nasty white American taco salad, which includes like wet lettuce and like some tomatoes. And I think if you're making it properly, it has lettuce, tomatoes, corn, beans, onions, olives, but we're like cut to the chase.
We get to the point. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And so you fry up the meat. Oh, and then my job when I was a kid was I get to punch the Dorito bag to get the chips all chippy. And punching the Doritos was like you are, because my mom ran an illegal daycare out of our house. And so like, if you were the chosen one that gets to punch the Dorito bag, like you're kind of, it's a king for a day situation. And we loved Catalina dressing, which I guess is controversial, but I stand by it. I have some in my fridge right now. And then, yeah, you just sort of toss it all together, you put it in the fridge for a couple hours, and you serve it to all 10 of your feral children cold.
Incredible. So can you kind of describe what Catalina dressing tastes like?
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, we were a real dipping family. We were like, mm-hmm. we would dip anything in anything. So there was always a variety of salad dressings. Catalina is like a thinner, more tart French dressing. But I looked up the ingredients in case I wanted to make my own, which I don't. But it's like 2/3 of a cup of ketchup is in it, which is very me-coded. It all makes sense. There's ketchup, sugar, lemon juice, red wine vinegar, Worcestershire sauce, mustard, paprika, turmeric, pepper, and canola oil, which sounds a little nasty, but I liked it.
All that matters is that it works for you. If anybody else has issues, they can tweak the recipe.
It's true. And it's canon to this dish. That's one thing I found no variation on across the many evil recipes available online for this, is it's always like, you gotta have Catalina dressing and you gotta have old El Paso taco seasoning.
So as you were, you know, cooking the beef, were you kind of draining the oil?
I think when we were kids, my mom would generally drain the oil, but I leave a little bit in now that I'm in charge of the taco salad. Because it's like, if you leave in too much, your Doritos are going to get too wet and then you're in a bad situation. But I feel like otherwise it gets a little dry, especially because you're refrigerating it. So it kind of leaves you something inside of this sort of multiverse of madness. And it's so genius because it's like someone conned my mother into thinking that you could have Doritos for dinner and like, and that was okay, which is all I wanted anyways. But if you're doing it out of the bag, that's, you know, you kind of have to zhuzh it up. And that's what this dish offers. My mom also described on the phone when she's describing how to like layer in, she's like, okay, when you take it out of the fridge, I like to layer in a little more cheese and a little more Catalina dressing just to have some fresh ingredients. I'm like, okay, fresh ingredients. And she's like, you just sort of stir it in gently. It's like lasagna for taco salad. And I was like, what does that mean? And she was not able to really expand on that, but she felt it strongly. So,
Jamie, thank you so much for sharing this recipe with me. Oh. It has been a blast. Thank you for coming on the show.
Of course.
Jamie Loftus is the author of Raw Dog, The Naked Truth About Hot Dogs. She's also an Emmy-nominated TV writer when she's not, you know, being a podcaster, illustrator, and animator. You can find that recipe for her Doritos taco salad on Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. And hey, if you liked what you heard here today, take a minute to let us know. Like, subscribe. It makes a huge difference for us. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Alex Simpson, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. APM Studios executives in charge are Chandra Kravati, Joanne Griffith, and Alex Schaffert. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. I'm Jesse Sparks. This is APM Studios. Go make some magic.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.